Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his profound teaching titled Spiritual Blessings. Today, he speaks about the spiritual blessing of forgiveness. Come along.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ Jesus. So here the Bible says that God has blessed us. And these blessings are not physical, they are spiritual blessings. Not that God has not blessed us with physical blessings, but he has also blessed us with spiritual blessings. But spiritual blessings are higher than physical blessings. Why? The things which are seen are temporary or temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. One last from time even into eternity. Let's continue. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Then he talks about one thing that God has chosen for us. Holiness. Tell somebody, holiness. He has chosen us in him, first of all, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. You may not choose holiness. You may choose shoes. You may choose a matching bag. You may choose a matching dress. You may choose a house. You may choose money. But God has chosen holiness for you. He feels it's very important. Why? Several reasons. One thing that sin does is that it makes life difficult. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. The way of the transgressor is hard. Next reason. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Second thing that God has chosen, is that he has chosen that you will be his child. Having predestinated us, predestinate means to arrange somebody's life in advance, unto the adoption of children, so that he can adopt us as his children. Very important. So the Bible says that God decided to adopt us as one of his children. And to be a child of somebody, the person has to give birth to you. That's why we have the word born again. So who your father is very important. And our Father in heaven is the one who created the universe. By him were all things created that are in heaven and on earth, visible or invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, all things were created by him and they are for him. What a mighty Father we have. As a child of God, what should you expect? First thing we should expect as children, give us our daily bread. One of the things that God has chosen is that he has chosen us as children. And as children, one thing we should expect is bread. And I gave three definitions of bread from Jesus himself. Number one, I said, is financial and also to have your material needs met. Because Jesus met the financial and material needs of many people. In John chapter 6, he fed 5,000 people. John 6, 5, when Jesus lifted up his eyes, saw a great company to come to him, he said unto Philip, from when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Same word, bread. So here, Jesus manifested himself as a father by providing bread, which he used money to buy. He fed 5,000 people. Have you had a party for 5,000 people before? That's a party for a rich man. 5,000 people, imagine. And they can eat and there's an overflow. Verse 12 says, there remain 12 baskets full. Some of us, even you alone, when you eat, you are not full. How much more 5,000 people? Number two, I said the bread means healing. One thing we should expect is a spiritual blessing from our Father, which we must ask for, like these testimonies. that I shared with you this morning, the people asked for it, was healing. Jesus met a woman, Matthew 15, 21. Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." So this woman followed Jesus. Then at a point, Jesus said to the woman, in verse 26, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So he called healing bread for God's children. 27, she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs, they eat of the crumbs which fall from the children's table." So as a child of God, healing is one of the things that God has given to us. When it comes to sickness, never stop praying. Because some sicknesses are stubborn. This guy, the chessman I shared, the guy was expecting a child for 10 years. It is easy to give up after 10 years and say, "Oh, after all, God has blessed me with one child, so let me relax." 10 good years. But when he heard that I was coming for the program, he said, "Look, I am going again. It's 10 years, but I'm still going." Then after that laying out of hands, that same month, the wife became pregnant. Put your hands together for Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. 10 years of constant prayer. So if the sickness is not going, don't get tired. Push your neighbor and say, "Don't get tired." After all, when you pray, something may happen. And when you don't pray, nothing will happen. The third example of bread was that it was counsel and advice. Advice. You know, the Holy Ghost has to speak to us. One of the main functions of a father is to give direction, counsel, and wisdom. Main functions. That's why if you read the book of Proverbs, it always says, "My son, if you hearken to my words." It just keeps on repeating itself. It's one of the main roles of a father. Your father will say, "Go and have your bath. Sleep early. Learn. Do this. Don't do that." It's counsel and guidance. And that's what we get from God. Counsel and guidance. So in Luke chapter 4, the devil came to tempt Jesus. And in verse 3, the devil said to Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." In other words, he was giving Jesus counsel and advice. Then Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Then Jesus said, "No, I've got some other bread or counsel that I survive on. I don't survive on the counsel of my flesh or the counsel of my feelings." Some of us are guided by our feelings. Anything that you feel, that's what you do. A lot of feelings are actually the manipulation of demons. So don't be led by your feelings. Be led by the principles of God's word and fight the feelings. Because Jesus had the feeling of hunger, but he fought it. Then he says, "No, I survive on the bread of God's word. God's word gives me counsel and direction." So as a child, you qualify for counsel from the Lord. You are doing something, we have to pray and ask the Lord for counsel. You want to do a particular job or start a particular business, we must ask the Lord for counsel. You have a problem in your office, some powerful people in the office that you cannot fight are trying to remove you or destroy you. You need advice. You have asked everybody apart from God. You have asked everybody in this world. The only person you have not asked is God. What a pity. So he has chosen us as children, and it's a spiritual blessing. And with this blessing comes financial provision and material provision. With this blessing comes healing. With this blessing comes counsel and guidance. Hallelujah. I want us to look at the next spiritual blessing that we have from being children of God. The next spiritual blessing. Then he says, "Forgive us." Let's start Matthew 6, 9. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." That's verse 11, which we just spoke about. Verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So the next one is forgiveness. That's not in forgiveness. The next spiritual blessing that God has chosen for us, which we must also choose, is forgiveness. Very important. Forgiveness. You know, one day I had a friend, and this friend was, I've known him for years, and he did something which I really was not happy with at all, because I felt it was something very serious. So our friendship was strained for a little bit. But later on, when I thought about it, I decided that, look, let me forgive him. The reason was that, you know, many times, maybe the problem you have with somebody, it represents just about maybe 10% of your relationship. But 90% of your relationship is very good. But only 10% that there is a problem. Sometimes you can focus on that 10% and forget about all the 90% good things and cancel the whole relationship. In other words, you have sacrificed 90% for 10%. That is why even if you are married, look, there are many things about your wife that you can enjoy. There are many things about your husband that you can enjoy. But if you tend to just focus on some small part that you don't like and let that thing just be magnified for the rest of your life, you'll never be happy. And it will break the fellowship between you and your spouse forever. Meanwhile, 90% of the thing, you could have enjoyed it. Recently, somebody asked me a question. He said, so if you were married and your wife were not going to church with you, will you be a problem? She says, she doesn't go to church again. I said, no problem. He said, why? I said, that's about 10% of the relationship. When I get home, there's food to eat.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that one spiritual blessing we have is forgiveness, so that our fellowship with God will not be broken. Tune in again tomorrow for continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Finally conceived. He said, dear pastor, somewhere in October, I ask you to pray for me for the fruit of the womb because I was not conceiving. After your prayer, I did the test and lo and behold, I am pregnant. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yamayanda Bukabalianda.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-700-9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.